It's a second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Colin, what's up, man?
Hey, so, man, I went out, you know, with this girl. Went out with her a couple times. And, you know, super dope chick. We went out, like 4 or 5 times. And, yeah, everything's going real great. Super dope chick. And, yeah. And I don't know, you know. She's just not getting back to me now.
Right. Are you still hitting the bong now, or did you just finish before you called us?
Man, no.
Sounds you smoke like 2 packs of cigarettes.
I mean, you sound like a dandy fellow.
I do my best. I don't know.
Okay, well, you know what? We'll try and get you a second date, all right there, sir?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mia?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Mia. This is your lucky day. It is Hot 96.9, the radio station, calling you, and we have your opportunity to get something amazing.
What radio station is this?
Hot 96.9. What the only radio station.
Okay, I don't remember, like, entering any contest or anything.
No, see, the beauty of this is that you don't have to enter. Somebody enters you. For okay. them.
That doesn't sound creepy.
No. Yeah. That sounded so sexual.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what happened. So we got a phone call from a guy who likes you a lot, and we're willing to pay for you and this guy to go out on a date. And you pick everything, where you want to go, when, all that stuff, and we'll completely pay for it. What do you think?
Who called you?
Oh, man. Who called us? The amazing Colin. You already went out with him a couple times.
Oh, no. Oh, no, thank you. I'm all set with that.
The amazing Colin.
Yeah, this guy sounded like a catch. He said you guys went out like 4 or 5 times. He sounds like a really, really chill guy.
Besides the smoker's voice.
A little raspy, but he told us that you guys had a really good time together, and he can't think of anything that would, you know, make you not want to keep going out with him. He thought you were basically like a couple at this point.
No. That guy is a mess. I mean, he needs to get his shit together. I can't. I'm not interested in any more dates with him.
When you say get your shit together, can you be a little more specific just so we can go back and tell him that you're not interested in another date? Okay.
So I work for the government. I work in Internal Revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me that he had some trouble with his taxes and asked me to look into it. And this guy owes over $100,000 in back taxes.
Yeah, right.
Over $100,000.
What is this guy, DMX?
Like, honestly, I'm surprised he's not in prison.
What?
And
Hold on. Are we talking about the same Colin?
Yeah, the guy kind of sounds like a surfer.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I didn't even think he had a job. Oh, wait, hold on. Okay, so Mia, Colin's on the phone, and he was listening to what you were saying.
Oh, God.
$100,000? You can't do anything about that?
Oh, my God.
What?
That's denying it.
I can't change the tax laws for you.
So you're saying I beg you for no reason?
What?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? You are using me to get your tax bill down? Is that what you're saying right now?
I mean, like, not entirely, but, you know, you can't get it down at all.
Wow.
Oh, my God, man. You are dumb. You are a dumb person.
Colin, what the hell? First of all, Colin, can I ask you what you do for work?
I'm a small business owner. Mm-hmm. I paint fences.
You paint fences.
Okay, this is bullshit. I thought Trump was gonna, like, you know, get this shit off my ass.
Okay.
So, Mia, I guess I have a couple of questions for you. One, there's nothing you could do about his taxes.
Right, you gotta be able to help him a little bit.
Help him up a little bit.
Nobody can help him with his taxes.
All right, well, question number two. Would you go on another date with him?
Absolutely not.
Do you have, like, a... God, you at least have, like, a supervisor or something? Like, I mean, preferably female, but, like, some sort of boss? Someone, yeah, a boss.
that you can talk to about your taxes?
That I can to fix it.
Okay.